And we're off. Awesome. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Closing with Corey podcast, episode 25. This one is a solo one. I am at my office, so this is the one that we're doing that I'm going to be kind of just like talking through topics as we go through. Couple of things, though, real quick. First and foremost, if you haven't, go and check out the last episode with Claudia Rosing from Signature Realty. She was absolutely amazing. Had a great conversation with her, getting a lot of great feedback on that one. So I want to thank her again for coming on and talking with me a little bit. Had a great time. Also, we are coming off of Memorial Day weekend, and more importantly, we are coming off of Memorial Day. So I just wanted to take that time to just say, you know, thank you to all of our military personnel who have fought and died serving for the United States, and just understanding and really just kind of putting it into perspective on why we observe this day. I know that it's great to, you know, have a long weekend, but just, you know, remembering the reasons why we are celebrating this day. So thank you guys so much, and thank you so much to all of those who have served in the United States Armed Forces. Awesome. Outside of that, let's get into it. I don't even want to tell you guys how many times I've recorded this podcast because it is way too many, but I'm learning as I go, as I am in life, as I am in general. So thank you guys for being along for the journey. I had some technical difficulties, and then I had some information that I had on one of the other recordings of this that just didn't make any sense when I listened back to it, which is also something that I need to stop doing and just be able to have this open conversation and open dialogue and put it out there. But I don't want to talk about that too much. Let's get right into it. This podcast idea came up from last week. So last week I went on 3 listing appointments, and in every listing appointment, we're going to talk about the listing date. That's obviously always going to be one of the topic of conversations, probably the top 5 things that we'll talk about. But I realized more importantly that within this time frame, and with us going into the summer months now, and with us kind of trying to factor in a few things during the summer, the listing date question came up a little bit more in depth, only because there was a couple of hurdles that we have to plan around. So I thought, you know what, it would be a great idea to put on the idea of, or to kind of answer that question as far as when should I list my home as a seller? Because there's a lot of variables to break down when it comes down to really trying to figure out the best potential time frame for a seller to sell their home. So first and foremost, let's kind of go through the idea of what to look at when you're getting ready to list your home. If you're listing it in, I mean, I guess any months, that there is going to be a federal holiday. So I have the list up here real quick. Let me just go through them real quick. You have New Year's Day. You have Martin Luther King Jr. Day. You have Washington's birthday, which is President's Day, Memorial Day, which we just celebrated, Juneteenth, Independence Day for 4th of July, Labor Day, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, and then Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all those holidays towards the end of the year. So there are federal holidays to look at and to try and kind of factor into play. And what I mean by that is ideally, and now this is kind of just like a broad statement, and it's so funny because I've talked to other agents and there's like some like kind of like secrecy to the idea of when to list the home and how to list the home and all of these different strategies, when all you really need to do is just go online and look at and see how all of these agents are doing it. The way that I typically like to do it, and I'm not the only one that does this, a lot of agents do this, I didn't, you know, create this idea, but the method to the madness behind my listing schedule goes like this. If we are listing it as far as a coming soon, so if we're going to not allow the property to be shown up until a certain date, coming soon basically means that the house is listed on the multiple listing service, and then it goes to all these other listing companies like Realtor.com and Trulia and Zillow and all those other, you know, second and third party websites. So if we're doing it just as a coming soon, meaning that we are not allowing showings up until a certain date, I typically like to have the coming soon listing on that Monday or that Tuesday, right fresh in the beginning of the week, be able to be marketed to all the potential buyers, be able to then, you know, generate a bunch of views on all of those second and third party websites. And typically we allow that for about 72 hours to 4 days, whatever the time frame is that will be suited best. And then we go into that weekend as just the jam-packed weekend where we will do the first day of showings and active showings on that Friday, followed by active showings on Saturday along with a public open house, and then also active showings on Sunday along with a public open house. And ideally what that does is it just generates enough buzz to be the new, you know, hot listing that these buyers that are out there that are going to want to go and check out, and then hopefully be able to generate the best possible offer for my sellers, terms, all that type of stuff. So you just try to jam pack that first weekend. I feel like it is so important to have that first weekend of active showings just to be able to have it be completely open. Obviously telling them to, you know, please accept as many possible showing requests as possible, just because it's just so important to kind of get, you know, a lot of people in there for that first weekend. That's going to be the typical layout. Now, there's also a bunch of other things to consider. If it is a, you know, vacant property, we can always list it and have it being able to be shown right away. If the seller doesn't want to do a coming soon for whatever reason, that's totally fine as well too. We can kind of have it listed and have it be shown right away. In that scenario, I would typically list it a little bit later into like midweek, either Wednesday or Thursday. Across the board, for whatever reason, if you look online, when it comes down to the actual day, which is the best time to have to list your home, Thursday is the day across the board. I'm not 100% sure. I'm sure that if you're doing that as the first day of active showings and not a coming soon, it kind of makes sense to where Thursday's the listing goes live the whole weekend. You kind of have it open for showings, open houses, all that type of stuff. So I get it. You know, that's also another way of looking at it. I just, you know, the coming soon aspect of it just allows it to get out and in front of as many buyers as possible for, you know, a couple of days. And then this way they can start generating their showing requests. So outside of that, and federal holidays, I'm going to use Memorial Day weekend as an example because it kind of goes across the board for any of the holidays that fall on that Monday. Now, as I just said, if we're looking to do a coming soon on that Monday or Tuesday for something like Memorial Day, we're going to be a little bit behind because these holidays, either, you know, families are going on vacation or they're going down the shore for the weekend, they're off of work. Thursday, I'm sure a lot of you have seen the traffic is just insane because people are getting off early. They're going down as early as they possibly can. So essentially, if you look at this holiday weekend, you are not going to see a lot of listings come live. And that's because the majority of the buyers and those pool of buyers are not going to be around, and you don't want to basically lose out on an entire weekend of showings and open houses. So in that type of scenario, you're going to want to bypass that weekend as much as possible. For instance, if it was Memorial Day weekend, this is coming out actually on Tuesday, I would typically tell my sellers, hey, let's skip this weekend and do the coming soon on the Tuesday after Memorial Day. Still have those 3 days to be able to have it to where it's marketed to all these websites. And then the same thing, pick up with the first day of showings on that Friday right into the open houses. It's going to just be able to have it where the amount of showings, and I have a ton of buyers right now hooked up on property searches, and then that Saturday, Sunday, and even into Monday, the amount of emails that goes out are very, very few. A lot of bank-owned properties and properties that are either, you know, doing price reductions before the weekend. There's not a lot of new properties that are coming on a holiday weekend like that. That's going to be the first thing to think about. If you look at 4th of July weekend, kind of the same thing. Thursday is July 4th. So you would look at, you don't want to do anything even that entire week, because that entire weekend is going to be a wash, probably all the way up until Monday, because people take off on Monday as well too. So just hypothetically speaking, I would say, hey, let's bypass 4th of July weekend, do the coming soon on that Tuesday right after the 9th, and then do the first day of showings on the 12th. Just an idea, just something to where, you know, to keep in mind and to really just try to position your home the best possible way, just so then you can capitalize on that first weekend and with all the attention and the views and the saves and the appointments. There's a lot of excitement, and you want to be able to build off of that excitement to then be able to generate the best possible offer for my seller. Outside of that, what other type of things should we take into consideration? Good question. We're going to look at a couple of stats real quick regarding New Jersey and when you should list a home. Now, clearly the spring market is always going to be the primary time for selling a home. The spring market has been starting earlier and earlier, I feel like, especially with the inventory being lower, with the buyers. You know, obviously rates are going to be a factor with that. But I've seen the quote-unquote spring market start as early as, you know, the first week of March, the last week of February, the mid-February. It's very funny because I think the moment that the weather breaks, and, you know, this past winter, we kind of had a rough winter with a bunch of snowstorms. So the moment that that weather breaks and the sun shines and it goes from, you know, 16 degrees to like 41 degrees, I feel like everyone flips that switch. I get a whole bunch of phone calls, a whole bunch of text messages, emails, and saying, hey, you know, looking about starting up my search. I got sellers reaching out, you know, wanting to be able to talk and prep about getting their home ready for the quote unquote spring market. So the spring market is something that starts, I feel like, as early as maybe mid-February, depending on the situation, and then really starts to just pick up going into March, May, March, April, May, and so forth. So spring market across the board is going to be great, to where everybody is out there, everybody is ready to go. As far as new buyers, obviously buyers from the previous year kind of kicked up and went back into it. Again, a lot of different factors that kind of goes into it. Now, I will say the one thing to kind of take into consideration with the spring market is that you are then now going to have more competition. And that's always going to be something that I bring up to my sellers, is that, you know, depending on the condition of the home, depending on the scenario and the situation for the sellers themselves, if you're going into the spring market, your home is then going to be compared to whatever the other new listings within that area are going to be. So I always try to bring that to my seller's attention, just to kind of keep that in mind and to think about the different ways that can potentially turn out. Outside of the spring market, you have the summertime. Now, summer is something that the weather, again, plays a huge factor. You'd be surprised about how much the weather plays a factor on, I mean, just in general, just moods. I feel like everyone's much happier when it's sunny out and it's not, you know, gloomy or cold or whatever. So you have a lot of that going into it. The summer, you have, I feel like, more open availability when it comes down to showings potentially. You know, you have to kind of maybe deal with vacations and things like that. But, you know, summer is still going to be a fantastic time to get into listing your home. Going around those federal holidays like we just talked about, just something to kind of keep into, take into consideration. Going from that into the fall market is still crazy. I think that the fall market in the last 2 years, at least for me, I have been almost busier in the fall than I was in the summer. I mean, I was busy in both, but I just kind of like saw like an uptick in the fall market. So that's also something on there too. I think that going into the fall, depending on these holidays, now, especially the fall going into the winter, I feel like that November, December time can become a little bit of a slippery slope. The good thing within that November, December, even going into January and February, is that you have very serious buyers that are out at that time. You don't have the just looking around. You don't have the people that are, you know, trying to kind of figure things out. They're going to be waiting until the spring market. You have the serious buyers that have most likely missed out on a ton of properties throughout like the year, depending on what their situation is. And you have them to where they're like, I'm still going to be aggressive, and I'm still going to be out there, and we're going to find a place. So that November, December time is where you'll see a lot of those serious buyers, a lot of the serious sellers as well too, depending on what their situation is. Going into November, you have the holidays, mid-November to the end of November. I feel like you'll see it slow down a little bit. It'll go back up into the beginning of December all the way to mid-December, and then towards the end of December, you have the holidays as well, too, going into the new year. And then, listen, January into February, it is what it is. I have to remind myself every single year that that is the slow season. It's the slow season for a lot of different jobs, but, you know, for real estate, it's all about those peaks and valleys. And then going into that January, February time is a little bit of a valley, but in the same sense, same thing. Depending on the seller situation, there are still buyers that are out there. Don't mistake that. I think kind of based off of some of the information online here, the amount of days on market starts to go up into January and February. It actually almost doubles in New Jersey from the rest of the year. So the lowest days on market month for when you list your home is actually going to be in the summer. I feel like the summer plays a big role because people most likely are going to want a quick closing, depending on their situation with their family and if there's kids, and to be able to get into a property before the school year starts. So that's where you'll see a lot of like, hey, you know, we just want to be in there before September, as early into August as possible. So July and August, you see a lot of those 30 to 31 days on markets. And then going up into January, February goes all the way up to 56 to 61 days on market. Also, the home sold in January and February is the lowest based off of all of the other months for New Jersey. It doesn't play a huge role as far as the price point is concerned. I see a dip off in February. Aside of February, and that number could maybe because there's less homes that are sold, so that, you know, that number can be impacted as well too. But I don't really want to go too much into that because that's where I went wrong on another time that I recorded the same episode. So summertime. Think about the fact of you want to be able to get it listed as early into the summer as possible. I would say mid-July is a fantastic time going into early August. You know, mid-July to end July to like the first week of August is going to be fantastic. Just to be able to take that into consideration that people normally want to be set up and ready to go right towards the end of the summer, and maybe even have all the moving and the settling down and all that stuff all be figured out prior to September and when the school year starts as well. That's another thing to take into consideration. Talked about the fall, talked about the winter. Obviously, the conditions of the market, we can't really predict it. It's going to be based off of the interest rates because, listen, that can throw a wrench into the whole equation. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, not that this would happen. I mean, it would be a fantastic if it would. But if the rates, you know, just decided to go down towards the winter months, I guarantee you everything that I just said would be erased, and you'd have a whole bunch of people out there looking for homes as we did in that 2020, 2021 market. So that's also something, too, to take into consideration that we can make all these predictions and we can talk about the different seasons and how it's going to affect buying and selling. And then you throw in the X factor of rates and mortgage rates dropping potentially. And then next thing you know, all that stuff is going to be out the window, and it's just it's a fair game. So talked about the holidays. We talked about the months. We talked about the seasons. And that was kind of the main thing. You know, again, I wanted to just touch base on this. I had that question asked very, very often on the selling side as far as when should I list it. You know, as I said, a bunch of different factors to take into consideration. But just to kind of recap, if you are looking at the actual time frame of listing, just strategically plan around those federal holidays and figure out what will be the most beneficial to capitalize on the potential, you know, viewing of your home around those federal holidays. Outside of that, take into consideration a couple of things when it comes down to the seasons, when it comes down if you're selling in the summer and just having it on and ready to go, hopefully to be prepared to close before the end of the summer. And then obviously going into the spring market, which is across the board one of the most popular times to sell your home. So awesome. This went a lot smoother than the last four of these that I did. So thank you guys for sticking around. Thank you guys so much for listening. Any questions, comments, send everything over. I am trying to get up to 500 subscribers on YouTube. So if you are not, shoot over there, subscribe. As I said, the video episodes will be up on YouTube along with obviously all of my other video content. And then for the episodes at my home office, everything is going to be just on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So subscribe, like, comment, reach out to me. Going to have a whole bunch of great episodes coming up, a whole bunch of great guests coming up over these next couple of weeks. So I'm super excited about that. And I will announce those and talk about those in next week's episode. So thank you guys. I hope you guys had a great Memorial Day week and a great Memorial Day. And I will talk to you soon.